had a busy summer, got a camp coming up, you know, watching your girls at Summer League. I don't know if you've had a chance to some other team camps besides the Summer League. How do you feel like, you know, you got a lot, you lost some good seniors, you got some other kids got to step up. You think the summer's been a good one for you?
Yeah, I think we've had a really good summer. We played in the league, and plus we've played in a couple of team camps, did some team bonding and things like that. We've also done agility and weights and things this summer and some open gyms. So I think the girls have improved a lot throughout the summer. We're getting to be better shooters. I really feel like our younger girls have always been pretty good defensively. So offensively, we've gotten just a little bit better every time.
A lot of kids are multi-sport athletes, so you got to work with them on their other sports. But I guess in a lot of ways, that's pretty good. You know, you got a group that's pretty competitive, aren't they?
Yeah, they have really good attitudes, and they really have a desire to do well in every sport that they play. And one sport can be successful, that always turns into a little bit more success for your own sport too. So I want to see them do well, and that's why some of us coaches have been working together just to do agility and weights and stuff for the girls. And it didn't matter what sport they went in; we just wanted them to get better.
Again, senior class, you lost some scoring. I mean, you got to have some girls kind of step up a little bit more in the scoring area for next year, don't you?
Yeah, and we set a goal in trying to make 10,000 shots this summer for each of the girls. So I think if they get to that goal, I think our shooting's going to come along and replace some of them seniors that were such a vital part last year.
You know, looking at a couple of your juniors who have played a lot of minutes for you, even since they're a freshman, you know, Brooklyn Gillen, Paige Borner, just to kind of name a few, their roles really increasing a lot as coming up next year, aren't they?
Yeah, and the thing that we've been talking about is, I mean, they've been more of a passive type of player, really good on defensive, but offensively they haven't really did as well as what some of the seniors did last year. So I told them that they had to step up, and this summer they really have stepped up. And a lot, along with a lot of other juniors, have really stepped up in their situations, and they've worked really well with the younger girls too, so... lots of improvement all the way around.
You played a lot of girls. From what I saw at Summer League, I mean, you had a chance, especially in varsity games, probably your JV games as well, to get a lot of girls some court time.
Yeah, we would like to play 10. I mean, we talked about it, and one of the things that the girls said from last year is they got too tired. And you could tell that in the game, that they were playing really, really well, and then they just get a little bit too tired. And some of our sophomores I didn't feel was ready to step up at that time, and we didn't want them to fail. So they had to play a little bit more minutes than what maybe they should have played. So this year we have made a concentrated effort of trying to get as many people in the game as possible. Like I said, we'd like to have 10 by the time the season comes. You know, if we end up with 12, that'd be awesome also. But just the more people that can play, the better off we're going to be.
I know coming up, you got your one final camp here in McCook, your own camp. And I know Katie's helping a lot with that. And the folks from Hastings College, getting them involved for this one, aren't you?
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a coach come down and kind of reinforce what we've been talking about all along.
Of course, you know, as a coach yourself, you can only do so much. It's kind of good to get maybe some, especially some college coaches in there to take a look and give their two cents for your kids to kind of listen to, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and she's a really good coach and has had some really good teams. So I think the girls respect her a lot, and you know, like we said, if she can reinforce some of the things that we've talked about, and we can reinforce some of the things that she talks about and works on, that's just going to improve our girls.
So are you ready for the school year to begin, or you think, let's make time go a little bit slower here?
I wouldn't mind a couple more months, but that it is what it is.